Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About I'll never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it, all of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it, all of it. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these jeans, it fits so clean, you fitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, that deposit in my wallet, so big it won't fit, I orgasm my transactions in big deals, don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your all your money where your mouth could be, please. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it, all of it. M-O-N-E-Y. M-O-N-E-Y. All of it, all of it.
Do what you said. Got my paper up when my weight is up. To me, it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over. N is for nips, I ain't no pushover. E is for every day of the week. Y is for yes, it's a week out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Everybody out there in cyberspace, thank you so much for tuning in to Webcamming with Sammy and Sage. I am your host, Miss Sammy Bricks, and my lovely, beautiful butterfly queen, Miss Sage Montana, is here with us today. I'm so excited to have you. I love you. I love you, butterfly. Okay, so everybody, you've tuned into us, girls, and we're going to be talking about webcam, and we're going to have some yummy things. We're going to be talking about porn stars, webcam models, all this yummy, juicy stuff. But before we get to that, I want to talk a little bit about this past Labor Day weekend, because I have some questions for Miss Sexy Sage. I would really like to know, she was going and tenting out in the wilderness where all the lions and tigers and bears were for the Labor Day weekend. And I want to know, how did it go, Sage? How did things work out?
I'm proud to say that baby daddy survived. He wants to go again. He had a ball.
What?
Yes, he was very nervous when we got out there, and in fact, his nerves had one of the kids that was there all freaked out. The kid wanted to go home because he thought that there was really going to be bears. But he surprisingly did very good. He even told ghost stories, and we were planning to get him and scare him, but he had his own little tricks up his sleeve, and when he was telling his ghost stories, he had like a scary mask that he ended up putting on, which made
everything extreme.
Yeah, so joke was on us. He did really good. And so he's really ecstatic about going again, surprisingly. So.
That is so amazing. Oh, my goodness. So he was okay with staying in the tent and all that?
Yep, he was a little bit freaked out because he's kind of a germaphobe. So he was a little bit like, don't let the baby touch that. Don't let the baby touch that. And I was like, put the baby down. Let him roll around in some dirt. Let him be a boy and build up his immune
system. Let the baby actually be normal.
He did good.
Oh, my gosh. Yay. That is so freaking awesome. I know you have some cute pictures. You're going to have to send them to me.
For sure.
You got to send me some pics. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to see. Okay, so today we have an amazing, beautiful guest that's coming on, and she was a porn star, Miss Maya Devine, and she's recently come back into the industry shooting, and now she's crossing over into the webcam world. So Sage and I are going to be talking about, you know, porn stars crossing over into the webcamming, you know, how it works for them, you know, our advice that we would give them and their advice that they would give us. Because I know Sage, with her studio, she has had her fair share of porn stars that have come to work in her studio, and good, bad, promising, not so promising. She's going to give us her insight on how it is. So without further ado, let's just jump right into it. When it comes to you, Sage, and you with having your studio, and you have porn stars that come to work for you, like at your physical studio, how has that been for you?
As much as I love the sexy ladies in porn, they tend to be the hardest to train.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to make it clear, it could just be the ones I've dealt with, but they sometimes tend to think that, some porn stars think that they just have these vaginas that do something different than the rest of the women of the world, and so that they feel a little bit superior, or mm-hmm. they feel like because their name is so well known that they're going to be able to get on cam and that it should be, people should just be pouring their money out to them. When in fact, the guys tend to, some of them like the porn stars, but they tend to like the normal everyday girls online because those are girls that they might actually be able to talk to in public versus maybe a porn star, not so much because they feel like they are a celebrity. So,
right.
I've met some awesome ones, and a lot of them are awesome people, but they're very hard to train. They tend to do a whole lot of, you know, I've had some that do double anal and double pussy play, and they're doing it for chump change. But they're like, I love doing it. It feels so good. And I'm like, okay, that's great, but you're getting paid per minute. You got to think, like, you know, I think when they do porn, there's someone that breaks everything down for them, whereas when you're a webcam model, you're the makeup artist, the light person, the filmer, you are your manager, you're the banker, you're everything. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
it takes a little while for them to catch on. Now, some probably do very well on their own. I know there's porn stars like Pinky, who's been on StreamMate forever.
Forever.
And along with some others that have been online for a very long time. But they transitioned over to webcamming years ago. The ones that are
mm-hmm.
now coming over, I think that a lot of them remember how much money they used to make in porn, and they're coming over to cam because they're not making that money anymore. And so they kind of have a little bit of a bitterness about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know
well,
I get so excited, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, you're going to come in, you're going to kick ass, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's like they do struggle a little bit. And I don't know if maybe there's a way, a better way of talking to them or getting through to them. You know, I don't know. But that's just kind of my take on it.
I think, honestly, because I've worked with so many porn stars when I was up in L.A., and I worked with a couple over on the East Coast, and I was trying to, you know, when I worked with the ones up in L.A., the girls that I did work with, they're like, Sammy, how do you do it? How come you are so good on, you know, camera, and you can do so well, and you make this money, and then when I go on cam, I don't make any money, and I have, like, a huge name in the porn industry. And I'm like, well,
right.
For fun, it's your personality. Seriously.
I don't want to say it's different personalities, but it's, you can't get coached like in porn. You know, they're told.
Yeah,
like
that's
you,
exactly
like
what it is.
They know what's
yeah.
coming. They know they're going to do doggy style. They know they're
mm-hmm.
going to do this. They know they're going to get fucked in their ass.
They got five positions that you do in porn. Well, I mean, there's more, but if you, yeah, I mean, I never did any anal in my porn. I never ever did, and I won't unless it's just a personal video that people want to buy from me, which you can DM me on Twitter, and I will, yeah, that's the only way that I will do a personal anal video for somebody. But when it comes to porn stars, and I've been on those scenes, and I've done all those positions, the same positions over and over and over again. It's the same fucking ones for every porn company. Okay, you got to do cowgirl, you got to do doggy, you got to do oral. I mean, it's like it's the same fucking thing over and over. It's just a different girl and a different guy every goddamn time. So
right.
It's easy to take a cam girl and put her into porn, but it's not that easy to take a porn girl and put her into cam. Just saying. Because cam girls, and you'll, Sage, you know this, us girls that get into cam to begin with, we're coachable. When we first started, we learned it, we taught ourselves, but when you're already coached and you're in front of this, like, huge production, you've got camera crews, like, all these cameramen, the biggest scene, scene, that I did where I was with Brazzers, I had five cameramen, like, everywhere. I was like, okay, this is cool. But I was already a cam model, so it's like I knew how to look at each camera, work these angles, and, like, have fun with it and really show my fun side of things. But when you take a porn star and you put her in front of just one single cam, yeah, no. No bueno. It doesn't
yeah.
work so well.
Yeah.
And it's really hard.
Yeah, and I think, too, because we're used to dealing with our fans on just a different level than they're used to dealing with their fans, you know. And
right.
So I think that's when you and I are at a convention together, we have such a good time meeting our fans because we talk to them regularly. So it's like finally putting a face to these messages that we've corresponded all year long. Where for them, they don't really know those fans the way we do.
Right. Oh, my gosh. That's so freaking amazing you brought that up. Because a lot of porn stars are like, oh, well, and I'm not going to say her name, but there was somebody that I had shot with a while back, and we were up in Vegas. And she's like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that you talked to all these people. And I'm like, well, that's me. That's just my personality. You know, I talk to everybody. And she was like, oh, well, I don't do that. And I'm just like, wow. Like, you have that many followers on social media and everything else just because of what you've done on film. And for me, I want my followers because of the fact that I interact with them live on webcam. Like, that's my thing. That's what I love and you love as well. And
right.
with your girls also. That's what we do as cam models, you know. So I honestly, truly think that transitioning from webcam and for the girls that do want to go into shooting porn You know, it's easier to go from webcamming to porn versus a model that's been doing porn for a while going into webcam, because it's such a different atmosphere and you really have to entertain. You have to, like, I was on cam a little while ago and I had these guys come in my room, you know, my chat room was like nice and busy, whatever. And I've got these guys, oh my gosh, I just watched this movie of yours and this and that. And instead of me blocking the guy for not tipping me, I actually engaged in the conversation, because I don't block. I mean, and I know other cam models that are on StreamMate and whatever, they're going to be like, oh, you're such a bitch because you don't block anybody. Well, guess what? It's a candy store. They have to take time to talk to you and get to know you.
Yes.
And if they get to know the real you, right? And you know, it's like they have to get to know the real you. And I'm not going to lie, I stalked a couple girls on StreamMate earlier, and I am so amazed with how many girls have bad attitudes, and it disgusts me. It really, truly does. They sit there and bitch and moan and complain, and I'm just like, and they're on the front page in the first three rows, and I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you killing yourself like this? Why? Why? Did you not listen to me and Sage? You've been on the radio show before. Like, did you not listen to us? I'm not going to say any names. I'm not going to say any fucking names, but you know who you are. I love you to death. You're cute as fuck. And, oh, I just want to grab you by the neck and just, like, teach you again. But you can't teach the unteachable. A new word? Unteachable. You are unteachable. Jeez.
Right.
I swear to you. I don't get it. I really don't. I know we're talking about, you know, porn stars coming over into the webcamming world, but at the end of the day, we are talking about webcamming. And when you girls out there on live cam cannot just do the simple thing of being happy and showing your fans that you're there, you know, just, yeah. I swear to Jesus. Okay, we have a caller coming in right here. Let me take this caller. And let me 813, you're on the air, my darling.
Hi, it's Clarence. How is everybody?
OMG.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Clarence, you better be nice. I have the power. I have the power of the earphones.
I understand that, but I got a little depressed when I heard you say that you've done all the different positions that could be done in a movie and all these different kind of things, and there was definitely
Clarence,
some that
you
did not mention.
Don't you have a small person to go fuck?
Listen, have you ever on camera or have you ever attempted to do something like the chili dog?
Uh-huh. We don't do bestiality there, Clarence.
Listen, the chili dog is simple. It's when you take a dump on a chick's chest and then you titty fuck her. That's called the chili.
Poor Clarence. Poor Clarence. He always gets the earphones. Poor Clarence. I swear to bejesus. Clarence, come on. Really? Really? You gotta fuck up our moment. You sick motherfucker. You know what's so funny is about Clarence is he's the one that actually goes on the webcam and talks to us girls about wanting to get fucked in the ass. He's the one that loves that the most, because that you can just tell, right, Sage? Clarence likes to be fucked in the ass. So Clarence, next time you come on, we're gonna fuck you in the ass. Just saying.
Yep.
We're so going to. All right. Let's okay, let's bring in Johnny darling. Before we bring in our sexy guest, Maya Devine.
I just now tuned in and just saw the feed and wow. Stunning guest we have there.
Yes, she is not stunning.
And I heard the previous caller.
He just got fired.
Yeah, I could tell. About halfway into that, I was like, oh, Lord, here we go. This is about to go downhill. And boom, right into the side of the mountain, fall off the perch, no survivor.
I have the power of the button. That's what a lot of people, when they call in, they're like, oh, my gosh, I'm so pissed off at Sammy, or I'm so pissed off at Sage. Well, guess what? I have the power of the button, bitches. I got the power button.
Here's a novel concept. If you don't like them, don't follow their feeds. Don't listen to their radio show. It's not that hard.
It's kind of fun because Clarence is an idiot, and we love Clarence just because he is an idiot. And he just calls in and he's stupid. And the second he starts talking stupid, then okay, you're going on a timeout. Bye, Clarence. So to me, it's funny. So if we get haters that call into the show, I really don't give a shit because I'm just like, okay, beep, you're blocked. Okay, beep, you can call back next Thursday. Okay, so Johnny, darling, you're going to have to, sit there and be quiet for a few momentos because we have our sexy girl, Miss Maya Devine, on the line right now. So I want you, Johnny, just hold it into your pants. Just sit there, darling. Don't say a word. Can you do that for me, Johnny?
Still.
Oh, Johnny, darling, can you please be quiet for a little while? All right, here we go. Our sexy girl joining us right now, Miss Maya Devine, joining Sammy and Sage right here, talking about webcam and all this other yummy stuff that we have going on. How are you, sexy beauty?
Oh my goodness, listening to you guys is too cute. I'm the power of the button. I'm impressed. You know, and I'm thinking of power of the button. And all I can think about is my clit. I'm trying to think about the power of the clit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, woo!
Oh my gosh, she just went right into it. She's like, I'm not even going to talk about anything else. I'm just talking about that clit.
I'm just like, yeah, there's a button right there. How about that power? Wham! Take that, baby. Go for it.
I love it. Okay, so before we get into asking you all these questions, I want to know from you, because you used to shoot, you know, you did all this stuff, and you're now getting back into the industry and starting into the webcamming. Give us a rundown on you. Let us know all the sexiness about you, because you're such a beautiful, fun, amazing person. No, honestly, because I've been talking to you, and you're such a sweetheart. Like, you truly are. You're my sister from another mother.
love it. No, me, I'm fucking crazy. Let me see. I don't even know where to begin. I guess you could just say, you know, I lived a wild child life, you know, you know, I've been, you know, I guess, you know, they set me off on the curb and said, see you later. And I took off on my own. And what are you going to do? You know, fuck it. It's just like, woo, wow, live free. So, hey, what are you going to do? You pick yourself up and you're like, oh, I got this body. I don't know what the fuck to do with it. And someone hit me up. They're like, hey, we know what to do with that. You want to give it a shot? We're like, fuck yeah, dude, let's go. So I'm like, oh, I mean, I know, I'm just kidding. I was 18. I was like, I was on my own from a young age, but I was 18. And by the time I turned 18, I was like stripping. Fuck yeah, let's do that. All right, yeah, I can give that a shot, right? I didn't have any boobs. So when guys were like, you know, I tried topless first. So like, she ain't got no boobs. I'm like, well, fuck, I got to get some boobs. But I got to get, okay. So I got me some boobs. And then all of a sudden, all right, yes, people want to buy dances. Awesome. All right. And then it's like, then it was like, within the first year, you know, I was like, oh, the naked, oh, even more dances. Oh, this is even better. So I'm like, oh, yeah, all right. So, and with, you know, by the time I was 19, I had somebody in the club that's like, hey, you want to go to LA? And then, you know, magazines and whatnot. And all I could think about was like, ooh, Penthouse. And I was like, fuck yeah, let's do that too. So, you know. And, you know, so I'm just going to go with, like, the gateway to porn is stripping. So if you want to get into porn, you just go ahead and get on that pole And just do that. You'll be good. It'll be fine. So somebody's going to come in the door. They're going to ask you if you want to do magazines, and you're going to do that too, and feature dancing too. So you just run the gambit. Just keep on going. So, I mean,
Okay, so now that you're stepping into the actual webcamming world where it's going to be, you are going to be live webcamming in front of people because you're brand new to, you know, you're coming up on into StreamAge, and this is going to be new for you. What do you find that's going to be different because you're going to be doing this? Like, you're going to be in front of a webcam entertaining people. You're not going to have anybody around you, you know, telling you what to do. It's going to be you running your own show.
Oh, dude, I swear to God, it's going to be confusing because I'm going to, you know, what's going to be funny is I'm going to have, like, my grandma glasses to try and see the screen, right, you know, because I'm going to be looking for the guys, like, trying to tell me, like, hey, could you, like, turn to the left or turn to the right? We can't see you. Could you adjust the camera, please? Like, oh, my God.
No, I'll help you out with that. Yeah. Don't worry.
I'm going to be in chat going, I can't see what they're saying. I feel like I need somebody on the side, like to do the translation for me so I can do the show. You know, I'm like, could you type? You know, like grandma, like, with hey, could you just type in and tell them I'm working on it? Like, so, I swear to God, it's one of those funny things where it's like, I the adjustment of having the keyboard, and I have a wireless keyboard, so go team go, we got that covered. But, you know, it's just going to be able to see the screen and be able to give the feedback and talk. You know, I'm a great chatter. I'm excited and happy and I'm crazy. You know, I'm like, I'll happy to entertain you. Woohoo, go for it, no problem. You know, that's easy. You know, how to get to the nudity and the fun stuff. I mean, I'm a goofball. You know, getting to the sexy part, you know, we'll see how, I don't know, you know, that's crazy because the last blowjob scene I did, man, oh my God, it was bananas, you know, because my southern twang kicked in and I was like, oh yeah, mama, you know, it's just crazy. So it's hilarious when you don't see behind the scenes stuff and now all of a sudden I'm going to be all by myself and I got nobody to tell me, all right, calm down, take a breath.
And we'll be
okay.
I think you'll like it because you'll be very entertaining.
Well, man, I'm just like, by the way, I went out today and I bought me some dildos and some, you know, some sexy toys, so that I would have something colorful and playful to be right there beside me, you know, to show off and use. You know, who knows? You never know what's going to happen, you know. But I thought I should have an assortment of goods, you know, standing by. You never know. Have a look, see if this one is blue, this one is red, this one is flesh colored, just in case, you know, you wanted to know. It's a dong. It's supposed to go with the other part associated with it. So anyhow, yeah, no, I am quite the chatterbox. I talk a lot. I'm silly, goofy, playful, but I can be sexy. I can try. I don't know, you know, I'm just going to put something hopefully sexy on my husband. I'm going to make sure he doesn't dress me before he leaves. And so, I don't know, because, boy, he's got odd taste. And but he's awesome. And then he's going to go out for the night, and then I'm going to be at home alone probably doing my thing with everybody. And I guarantee you, you know, once that first show hits and I get comfortable, like you said, I could probably be like, I don't want to leave the house again. I'll be in front of that thing, just like chatting away with everybody. Everybody be like, hey, we know your name. You're here all the time. All right, cheers. So,
and I would apologize to everybody for some reason. Miss Sammy was kicked off of the damn show. Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
I'm so going to kick your ass. Just saying.
Oh, my God, what happened?
I have no idea what happened. I think I think Clarence is coming back to haunt me.
Uh-oh. I think he might be somewhere in the box. Somewhere in the box.
Okay,
so we have callers, and this is why I was like, what? Don't kick me off. I have so many people that are sitting here waiting to talk to you, darling. Okay. Oh, well, we know who this caller is. Okay, let's bring him on right now. We have Mr. Sweet Pea. Are you there, my darling?
Hello, Sammy, Sage, and Maya. How are you all doing tonight?
Good. How are you, honey? How are you?
Good, good. Doing very well, thank you.
Well, what can I do for you, sweetheart?
Yes, I was looking at your Model Centro page, and I was
wondering
if you can tell me more about that page.
Okay, well, it's in process. I apologize. The Model Centro is not finished. It's crazy, like, to get set up because us models, we created ourselves, and having been, you know, out of the loop for so long trying to put everything up and get it situated and started, it's not finished, and so there's so much stuff that needs to be done. So as of right now, it's not active. And but when it becomes active, of course, I'm going to tell everybody, and it's going to be tweeted, and it's going to be totally, you know, blown out. But what I am going to do on that page, it's going to be a mix of the old and the new. I have tons of content going back all the way to the 1990s, like 98, all the way through. So, and then, of course, I have stuff, you know, that not just professional stuff that I did in the industry, but stuff that I also did, you know, that my husband has taken and other people have taken. So there's going to be a huge mix of content, softcore, hardcore, a little bit of everything from all kinds of different types of things. So the quality of pictures is going to range, too, because it's going to be old and new as well. So, and then the video stuff will be new because, of course, I won't be creating it. The video stuff will be all new because it'll be stuff I'm creating as of now. So that's the kind of stuff you'll have to look forward to.
Great. So that's like basically it's more advanced than a clip for sale page, right? It would basically have photos, videos, and more.
Yeah, it's going to be photos, and then whenever as soon as I'm trying to content right now, I'm in that process, and it's taking some time because I'm going literally. I have over 20,000. Photos to go through to try and, and get situated. And this is why it's so complicated. And it's also complicated because the design of the site, you have to resize photos. You have to – there's so much work. It's really complicated. And since I'm here by myself
– I don't mean to cut you two off. Okay. So, Sweet Pea and Ms. Maya, I need to ask you, like, a few more questions, though, because I want to know your concept on – the whole webcamming, like what is it that really intrigues you about coming into the webcamming world? Because I know, you know, you were just talking about the Model Centro, you know, you've done your plunge shoot. So what is it about webcamming that really intrigues you? Because you're a sexy, you know, hot MILF, you know, you're
Thank
a MILF,
you.
We're all MILF, we're that age, we're MILF. And what is it that really intrigues you to do the webcamming?
You know, I'm excited to take advantage of the opportunity to, at this age, you know, to get back out there. I had so many people Twitter me and email me or message me on any social media right before I had cut it off a while back and begged me to come back to the industry. And when I turned everything off, I felt an absence, like something was missing. You know, and I felt like, you know, gosh, like I cut a cord somewhere, like, oh, it felt awful. And so when I finally started everything back up, I literally started from scratch, Twitter, Facebook, you name it, all of it back up again, literally zero to, you know, all over. And everybody came flooding back, and the support was great. And because of that, it has inspired me to get out there and to make the most of it. And especially now that I see what's going on, and my husband being an agent over at OC Modeling and telling me, you know, what's happening and what's going on and updating me about what's going on with MILF, I feel like, hey, here's my time. Here's an opportunity. Here's a chance. And with the support that I've been given from the people that are interested and the fans that are out there going, yes, please come on, I'm out there. I'm ready to go. I want to see them. I want to talk to them. I want them to have fun with me. And I want them to see the me because they don't get to see the me that I truly am.
So then I have a question for you. Okay, so you know, you've done your shooting. You just mentioned that your husband is an agent at the OC Modeling, which I love OC Modeling. They're great, fabulous, amazing. How does your husband feel about you going live on webcam? Because you haven't done it yet, which you're going to be here very soon. How does he feel about you going live on webcam and showing all your yumminess to hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people all over the world?
Well, I'm just going to go with this. I'm pretty sure when he leaves the house, he's going to make sure to create his own page, log in, and find a nice quiet spot somewhere so he can join in the fun. So I wouldn't be surprised, you know, that
he'll have a stroking good time while you're fucking yourself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Or he'll just lock himself in the bedroom. One of the two. I mean, you know, he'll just lock himself away somewhere. He'll have his own feed. It'll be okay. It'll be fine.
Oh, my Linda. Sage, come on. I know you got something to ask. Come on.
Well, no, I'm just enjoying everything that she's saying because she has so much to say. I think it's awesome.
Right?
So many, like, she's so excited about getting on cam, and, like, this is refreshing.
She's just excited. Yeah. I love her
yeah,
because she's so excited about everything and just doing it. It's like when Sage and I first started webcamming, like, God, years ago. Like, we were so, and we're still excited. When we get on cam, we're still excited and we have fun. But when you're a brand new webcam model for, you know, doing it for all these thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of people, it's so amazing to hear the spontaneity and the fun and the excitement. And it's awesome. I love it. It is. It's so truly fun and amazing just hearing the excitement. But we have to bring Johnny Boy back in because he really wanted to talk to you. So, Johnny, darling, thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Johnny.
Nice to meet you. I love this personality.
Right? Isn't she cute? She's so fun.
She's a doll.
She is a doll. She's a sweetheart. She really, truly is.
You could just eat her up, I swear.
Well, we'll be sure to serve. I'll bring a spoon to the live cam show. I'll make sure that everybody's got a bowl.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? You don't even have to say anything like that. These guys are going to show up their own spoons, their cocks, and their balls. They're going to eat you alive. I'm just saying.
It's okay. I'm down. I'm ready. Let's go. Put on your goggles, folks. Let's go.
You know what they say, spooning you. Wow. That even surprised me.
Oh. All right, what you got, baby? You got something for me?
Oh, Sage, I think we have a handful of this one.
I think so, too.
Oh, my.
I'm sweating right now more than Mike Tyson taking an SAT test.
Oh, my Lambda.
Oh, SAT.
Okay. I'm sure there's a question in there somewhere.
Okay, bring it on, Johnny. What do you got? What do you got, Johnny? Bring on the question.
I was just going to say, you know, she talked about the spoon thing. It's like, be careful, you know, spooning leads to forking.
Well, hey, you know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, just call me dinner and stick me. No.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Don't worry.
Chicken dinner.
Indeed.
Come on, baby. Bring
more
it.
Like
come
dessert.
On. Let's hear it.
More like dessert and pie.
Oh, I'm from the South, so cherry it is.
Oh, my lantern.
Woohoo, I'll bring the Cool Whip.
Okay, Johnny, darling, because I know you're always good at asking questions. What kind of questions do you have for Miss Maya, like when it comes to her, you know, getting on to the webcam, because she's going to be starting here in the next, like, couple weeks doing live webcam. So what questions do you have or maybe suggestions for this beautiful blonde beautimus? New word of the day, beautimus.
I'm just curious. With the fact that she talked about unplugging and having all her fans come back, how quick a reception do you think you're going to have in your first broadcast? Because I predict it'll probably be pretty popular.
Well, in all honesty, I have no idea. My husband keeps telling me, and I think he does it to try and, you know, not – my husband cares about me tremendously, of course. You know, we've been together 20 years, so he always wants to make sure that I don't get my hopes up. So I think he does it to try and, like, keep me, you know, grounded. But he's like, now don't worry. If there's not a lot of people there, you know, things get slow, you know, da-da-da-da. And I'm like, well, Sammy says there's going to be a lot of people there. So
oh my God, sorry. Scooter's barking. Sorry. Let me jump in here for a second. Paige knows this from experience because she runs a webcam studio in Las Vegas. And when it comes to new webcam models starting on StreamMate, they always have an amazing, tremendous amount of, you know, traffic because of the fact you're a new webcam model. And that's where, Sage and I will both say, that's where you show your performance. Like, really show your personality. But wouldn't you agree, Sage? Like, when you're a new webcam model and you have that certain window, you take advantage of the fact that StreamMate puts you on as a new webcam model and you show your personality and you just have fun with everybody that's in your chat room. And that right there wins you into the top webcam spot. Seriously, because Sage has done it. I've done it.
Yes, that first, like, month online is so crucial. If a model doesn't run it right, once she gets taken off of the new models page, she could be on page 20 of the website.
Exactly.
You know? And so, I mean, there's been times where I've had new models come in and I've had to redo their profile after about 60 days because in the beginning we were too shy and weren't outgoing and we had to get them back on that new models page to get them, you know.
Hold up. Are we worried about me being too shy? I'm just, hey.
No, not you, no.
You're
always good. You are so definitely not shy. What we're saying is when it comes to new webcam models that come into, you know, like StreamMate in particular, it's like when you're on there, it's like you're on the new, you know, the new model page for so many days. And once you're on there, that's your days to shine. Like, you go on there, you show your personality, and that's what really makes people focus on you. And you have a great freaking personality, and everybody's going to love and adore you because you're just adorable.
Well, thank you. That's what I said. I figured once I get the first few days started, I might be like all those other people that, you know, just, I told you I was going to turn the love seat around, face the computer, get my granny glasses right there, have everything all set up and everything, and just I'll have my husband off camera like he's supposed to be and just have, like, waiter service and be like, feed me, three more, I need some food. And just, you know, like, lean off camera to have a bite and then come back in. I'm ready. Let's go back around two. You know, just keep on going. I don't know, whatever. I don't care. Just have some fun. You know, like, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Okay, Johnny. Johnny, we're coming up to the end of the show. Johnny, do you have
any
more questions?
I'm going to bow out and let other callers come in. And I just wanted to say I also followed your lovely guest, Miss Maya, now, so...
Yay.
I shall be following all these crazy adventures.
I know.
You should. You should. Of course. Of course. Okay, Johnny, thank you so much, my darling.
You're later, Tater.
Absolutely fabulous. Later, Tater. My little Tater Gainer. All right, girls, we are coming up to the end of the show. Miss Maya, give me all the shout-outs that you want everybody to know, where to find you on social media and everything else. Give them to me, sister.
Oh, my goodness. I would like to say, first of all, thanks to everyone for their love and support. And it was because of you guys that I am back, and I really, really appreciate that. You said come back. Here I am. You can find me on Twitter, Maya Divine XXX, Facebook, Maya Divine XXX, Instagram, Maya _1Divine. Let me see, where else am I? My goodness. Oh, of course, you can find me on Model Centro. whenever Maya Divine Triple X, but that is not available just yet. It is not active. I'm also, of course, on StreamMate, Maya underscore Divine. And that will be coming up soon. I cannot wait.
It is. Let me tap in here. It's M-A-Y-A underscore divine.cammodels.com. So that way you guys know to go find her on StreamMate at that link, and you will absolutely love her once she's up and live. So she will be there very soon. Make sure when she is live, that you guys go give her some love. Give her some love and favor to her, and that'll help her build up her following. She's going to be a sexy little kitten. Trust me, I already know.
Hey, I'm going to meow. I'm just going for it, man. It's going to be fun. And it's D-I-V-I-N-E. You know, let's go for it, guys. I'm ready to get out there and be, you know. Oh, that post I had, it's nice catty girl, happy naughty girl, and then devious devilish girl. I mean, let's go for it. You know, let's figure out what we want to go for.
You are so fun. Okay, Miss Sage Montana, give me your shout out there, baby girl.
All right, guys. You can follow me on Twitter at SageMontana1 or on Instagram at SageInVegas. And, of course, you can watch my live shows, which I will be going live at about 5:15, SageMontanaXXX.models.com. And I have a bunch of new models that are going to be starting in the course of the next 2 weeks. So be on the lookout on my Twitter for those new moves.
Wow. Did you hear that, everybody? Sage has a lot of new cam models that are going to be coming. Did I say coming? Oh, whoopsie. I said coming. Okay, everybody out there listening, thank you so very much for tuning in to Webcamming with Sammy and Sage. We had the beautiful Miss Maya Design joining us, and my beautiful, beautiful co-host, Miss Sage Montana, my butterfly queen. I absolutely love and adore her. She is the absolute most perfect person I have ever met. I love you, Sage. I adore you. You know that. I love you. I love you, sister. I absolutely love and adore you. And y'all can follow me on Twitter at SammyBrooks69. Also Instagram, that I'm not on that much, but I try to be. That's Sammy_Brooks69. Also, I just joined Snapchat, SammyBrooks69. So go over, follow it. And I'm trying to get the hang of it. Don't hate me because I have not totally figured that shit out. But I was on cam earlier at Sammy_Brooks.cammodels.com. I will be back on tomorrow doing Masturbation Station live for you. Like all those yumminess, the titties, the tatas, the twats, the ass, everything will be out, hanging out for you, okay? So join us next week here live on Dollhouse Radio, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern. And also, don't forget, Miss Maya Divine is the co-host of After Hours with Chris Connor.
Yay!
Maya? Yeah.
Yes,
give your link
hours.
Out for that. Give your link out for that.
Sorry. After
That's
Hours
okay,
Radio.
I got you.
Thank you. CyberStation Radio, CyberStationUSA.com, After Hours. You can find me on SoundCloud at After Hours with Maya Divine. Forgive me. You know, I got so much going on, man. Stuff lifts my head.
Okay.
So.
It's all right. I got your back, sister.
Well, thank you, darling. I appreciate it. Yes, yes, yes. Let's do it. Thank you.
All right, everybody, us girls, we are out. Y'all have a fabulous masturbation evening. I'm going to go, and I think I'm going to go have some, like, kitchen sex. I'm feeling a little on the hungry side. Yeah, I'm thinking a little zucchini. Oh, you have a spatula? I'm thinking zucchini.
All right, well, I'll bring you over.
All right, girls. You girls, go have your fun, and we will all talk very soon. On that note, everybody, we are out. Have a fabulous evening.
Bye.
Bye, girls.
Bye.
umbrella on the patio.